Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A new proposal from state Republicans could mean big changes in the state education system. Capitol Bureau Chief Laura Leslie lays out the plan.
And our humidity is on the way back up from steamy today to tropical through the end of the week. It could mean a heat advisory. I'll show you when.
Also, a slow-moving landslide destroys a dozen homes in an upscale area in California. We'll have a look at the damage.
Some big changes to education policy in our state could soon be on the way. State lawmakers today unveiled a new bill that could put schools, educators, and public libraries in legal jeopardy. Good afternoon to you. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey in for an H2. Thanks for joining us. WRAL Capitol Bureau Chief Laura Leslie joins us live from the legislative building with the changes Republican leaders are proposing. Laura.
Michelle, the bill is titled the Children's Laws Omnibus. It's kind of like the Parents' Bill of Rights on steroids. It would give parents the power to get superintendents fired and to sue schools and libraries. And it would force teachers to out students who are questioning their gender. The proposal would allow parents to sue school district superintendents in court for violating their, quote, fundamental right to parent their child, although it doesn't explain what that fundamental right might include. If five parents win judgments against a superintendent, the superintendent would have to be fired or lose their salary. It would also require public libraries to restrict access to any material that could be harmful to children. Minors could only use the library with parental consent, and parents could see records of any materials their child checked out. Public libraries and school libraries could be sued or held criminally liable for violating restrictions. It would also block minors from receiving counseling without parental consent unless they're a danger to themselves or others. And it would require teachers to inform parents if a child is questioning their gender, and specifies that refusing to seek gender-affirming care for a transgender child is not parental abuse or neglect. Now, one other part of the bill is a response to a recent U.S. Supreme Court decision. Just recently, the high court ruled that a charter school here in North Carolina could not require female students to wear skirts. The high court ruled that, and then the bill would make it so charter schools are not public state actors, so they wouldn't actually have to follow those rules of public education like other schools do. Now, this bill just has not had a hearing yet, just unveiled this morning, so big changes could be coming to it this afternoon.
All right, Laura Leslie, live in Raleigh. Thanks, Laura.
And happening in the WRAL Live Center this noon hour, these are brand new pictures coming into us of President Biden meeting with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky today at the NATO summit in Lithuania. Now, from reporters who witnessed that meeting, we're told President Zelensky first thanked President Biden for his support. Zelensky also defended Biden's decision to supply Ukraine's military with that controversial cluster munitions, Zelensky saying Russia has used such weapons from day one in this conflict. The president, for his part, acknowledged Zelensky's frustration with not getting enough support for Ukraine to join NATO. President Biden also, along with NATO partners, offered security guarantees for Ukraine and a military aid package. This is the final day of this two-day summit of this NATO alliance. The president is off to Finland, NATO's newest member nation.
All right, thanks, Ken. Fire investigators are searching for the cause of a fire that caused serious damage to a home in Durham. The fire started in the 1500 block of Anger around 8:15 this morning. Sky 5 flew over that scene as smoke filled the air. The roof was completely gutted. No one was injured.
We're learning more about a wild scene at a Las Vegas hotel. A man is in custody after a long standoff at the Caesars Palace Resort. A Clayton couple staying at that hotel saw the whole thing happen. WRAL's Brett Neese is here in studio with that part of the story, Brett.
Yeah, Jeff, incredible video here. This all happened on Tuesday morning at that hotel. And I want to get you right to this video. You can see that there are objects falling from the Caesars Hotel. Lynn and her wife that were staying there at the Caesars Palace this week, they captured this video of furniture falling from the 21st floor. That window had been busted out. In an email, she tells me that, quote, he threw the mini fridge out, a nightstand, lamp bases, lamp shades, part of the couch, the desk, photographs from the room, just all kinds of things. We witnessed it all and also heard him beating on the other glass window in the room with something trying to break that glass, end quote. She says parts of the resort were evacuated while this happened. Las Vegas police say the man throwing that furniture had taken a woman hostage in that room, claiming he was armed with a gun. The standoff eventually ended and the man was arrested. The woman was not injured. just a wild scene, Jeff. And, you know, they say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. And that's not going to stay in Vegas. That story is going to be one that they're going to be telling for a while.
That one has gotten out, no doubt. Brett, thanks for that update. Wow.
The new consumer price index is now out, and it shows that inflation has dropped to its lowest level in more than 2 years. WRL's Kelsey Coffey gives us a closer look at the new data and its impact on our economy. That new report showed that inflation was at 3% in June, down from 4% in May. But when gas prices look like this, more than $3 a gallon, it proves that inflation is here to stay. These numbers are right in line with what economists were anticipating. UNC economist Gerald Cohen says we're in good economic standing here in the Triangle, but inflation is impacting our housing market the most.
As opposed to a number of other places where you've seen, you know, a moderation in rents, a moderation in prices, or even decline, you know, meaningful declines, you're not really seeing that in the Triangle.
Economists are expecting that the Fed will increase interest rates based off of those inflation numbers that we've just seen today, and their next meeting is scheduled for July 26. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Raleigh.
Wall Street is responding. All major stock indices are in positive territory right now. Some of the largest tax prep companies spent years sharing Americans' financial data with tech giants. A congressional report says TaxSlayer, H&R Block, and TaxAct allegedly gave out sensitive information to Meta and Google without consent or appropriate disclosures. The information was sometimes misused for targeted advertising. The companies were not fully aware of how much information was being exposed to the tech platforms. Lawmakers recommended the Treasury and Justice Departments investigate.
Temperatures will climb above normal this afternoon, and it's a bit more humid than yesterday. WRL's Eric Miller is checking with Duke Energy on their plans to keep you cool. But we'll begin with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with a look at when our heat index will climb into the triple digits. Somebody behind you there getting the boat ready. Great day for the boat, Elizabeth.
How about this? Yeah, Lake Gaston here. They're trying to get that boat over to the dock here at the Point Restaurant. But what a great place to be on a day like today. And, of course, going forward as our intense heat continues. If you do, I mean, you still, even if you're on the lake, you still do need to be careful. Make sure you're wearing plenty of sunscreen and don't get dehydrated. But it's 90 degrees right now. Our dew point has dropped nicely down to 61, which actually puts us back down in a level that we're not seeing a heat index right here in the Triangle. But that heat is, we're feeling it a lot more down to the south. We're looking at a dew point that's much higher. So it feels like 95 in Fayetteville, feels like 97 in Clinton, feels like 95 in Goldsboro. Of course, the cool spot up around Roxborough at 84. It feels like 91 in Southern Pines while the temperature is actually still in the mid 80s. So steamy today, then tropical Thursday, Friday, Saturday. What does that mean? This is what the heat index could look like starting on Friday, up to 105, 108 Saturday, and 109 on Sunday. 105 is typically the criteria level for a heat advisory that the National Weather Service would issue. So we could see that all the way through the weekend. Now, the one thing that could get in the way of that is we're looking at a good chance of rain on Friday and Saturday, and that may drop our temperatures a bit and keep us from seeing such a high heat index. I'll show you the timeline for the storms coming up.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. And with those sweltering feels like temperatures coming back this weekend, staying cool, it's going to be a real challenge.
And nonprofits are now stepping up to try to help and handing out fans, air conditioners, and more. WR's Eric Miller is live at Helping Hands Ministry in Raleigh with that story. Eric.
Yeah, Jeff, this fan giveaway here, it started at noon. Things are already incredibly busy right here. Just look at this. Stacks and stacks and stacks of box fans that these folks are trying to give away. Help folks stay cool with these tremendously hot temperatures, and especially those feels-like temperatures that you just heard Elizabeth talking about that are going to be coming in through the next 2 days. They've got about 200 fans they're giving away. They're going to be giving them away until their supplies are completely gone. They're going to be out here for anybody who might need that extra helping hand. Certainly there are a lot of folks who do need that. We've already seen dozens of folks out here lining up to try to get one of these fans. Now, the folks here with Helping Hands, they are asking for donations as well. For anybody who out there who might have an extra fan sitting around, have an air conditioning unit they would be able to part with to give away. You know, they point out there are folks out there who are going to need them with these hot conditions coming up throughout the day. Now, obviously, there's a lot more to talk about with this story. You mentioned Duke Energy as well. This is one of those times of years where there's a lot of strain on the electric grid. We're going to be talking to them later today, bringing that story this afternoon. Jeff?
Eric, thanks for that report live out of Raleigh with folks doing what they can to try to stay cool. Those temperatures, they are going up, and Cumberland County is offering shelter for those stuck out in the heat. Cooling stations will open countywide tomorrow and will stay open at least until Sunday. They include the Cumberland County Department of Social Services, the county's Department of Health, any Cumberland County Public Library, as well as Fayetteville, Cumberland County Parks and Rec. All locations will be open for normal business hours.
Service at dozens of DMVs across North Carolina resumed this morning after an internet outage at the offices in parts of the Triangle in Fayetteville and Benson. The problem all started a little after 9 o'clock yesterday morning when someone cut a fiber line between Raleigh and Benson. The call center in Bladen County also lost service. The DMV is working to reschedule any appointments that were missed.
Thousands of Wake County teachers will get new supplies for the school year thanks to the Wake Ed partnership with Community School Supply Drive. It gets started today, and that drive will stock the shelves at Tools for Schools, the organization's free supply store for teachers. It gets started today and runs through August 23rd. More than 20 donation stations will be set up around Wake County, including at YMCA locations.
This is what this drive is all about. It's about supporting these kids that are walking by, supporting our teachers. And this is really an important part of our Tools for Schools program at Wake Ed Partnership.
Tools for Schools opened last year and has already given away more than $340,000 worth of classroom supplies. So important that teachers don't have to come out of their pocket. WRL is a proud community partner with Wake Education Partnership.
And inflation is weighing on back-to-school spending. A new annual survey finds that shoppers plan to spend 10% less per student. Clothes and technology are expected to be hit the hardest. It comes as the cost of school supplies has risen nearly a quarter in the past 2 years. Shoppers cite inflation and their personal financial situation as primary reasons to cut back. Coming up next at noon, a terrible bus crash in Illinois. How many people were killed and injured, and how many other vehicles were involved in this?
Also, a wild one here in Arizona, a bobcat and her cub inside a house. The story of this wild adventure.
Plus, FBI Director Eric Wray testifies in front of the House Judiciary Committee, the heated exchanges regarding oversight of the agency.
Download the new WRAL streaming apps on Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, and Android TV.
Spots are filling up this noon on Carolina Beach as you look live from our WRL Live Cam network and watch WRL News, available on Hulu and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Looks beautiful out there. Opening statements could begin this afternoon in the trial of a former Durham gymnastics coach accused of touching children inappropriately. Stephen Maness faces four counts each of indecent liberties with a minor and sexual battery. The former Bull City gymnastics owner was offered a plea deal last year, but prosecutors took it off the table after a judge raised concerns that Maness would not have to register as a sex offender. A man known as a local legend in the equestrian community in North Carolina is now charged with animal cruelty in the death of an animal. Polk County authorities say John Russell and one of his sons got into an argument last week. Russell is accused of shooting at his son, who was on horseback. He missed his son but injured the horse, which had to be euthanized. The 75-year-old had recently been inducted into the Carolinas Show Hunter Hall of Fame. He is due in court next Wednesday.
And happening now in the WRA Live Center, firearms are not allowed in carry-ons at airports, but an increasing number of people are being caught with weapons at TSA checkpoints as we look live at RDU International this noon hour. In the first half of this year, the TSA says agents confiscated 39 weapons. That's up from 34 this same time last year. A bigger increase at Charlotte Douglas International, 66 weapons were seized at TSA checkpoints compared to 52 the same period last year. And at Piedmont Triad International also saw an increase in confiscated weapons, 12 so far this year. That's up from 7 last year. Of course, we should point out that anyone caught with a firearm at the TSA checkpoint can face a criminal violation and civil penalties that can go upwards of $15,000.
All right, thanks, Ken. At least three people are dead and 14 injured after a crash involving a Greyhound bus and three other vehicles. This all happened just before 2 this morning in southern Illinois. None of the other vehicles, none of the passengers in those vehicles were injured. The bus was traveling from Indianapolis to St. Louis. No word on charges or what caused that crash. A 2014 document found in Aretha Franklin's couch is a valid will. The handwritten document wasn't found until after her death in 2018. A jury deemed it a valid will in the state of Michigan, serving as a critical turn in a dispute that has turned her sons against each other. Two of her sons argued that papers dated to 2014 should override a 2010 will that was discovered around the same time in a locked cabinet. A third son favored the 2010 will. His attorney noted the 2010 will was under lock and key and said it was much more significant than papers found in a couch. The jury did not agree.
A massive landslide has destroyed at least a dozen high-end homes in a town south of Los Angeles. 10 others are being monitored as that land continues to shift. The ground has moved about 20 feet since last night, and you can see some of those homes now almost level with what's left of their driveways. Some people had as little as 10 minutes warning before they were told to evacuate their homes this weekend. Parts of Vermont remain under a state of emergency after heavy rain this week caused flooding in several areas. The historic rainfall washed out roadways and bridges in that region. Nearly three dozen roads were closed due to flooding across the state, causing many people to evacuate their homes and businesses. A boil order remains in effect until further notice.
A wild encounter for a family in Arizona. A couple found a bobcat and her cub. It all started when the homeowner found the cub hiding in the attic and hours later found the mama bobcat perched in their bathroom. Steve Nielsen shares this wild adventure.
Before this photo in a bathroom, Kim Carr says the homeowners heard something in the attic.
They weren't quite sure what it was, thought maybe a pack rat or some sort of rodent up there.
She said it was actually a baby bobcat, just like the other ones they have here at the Southwest Conservation Center. Robust homeowners, the Scottsdale couple, trapped the kitten that they think got in through damage in the roof, and they brought it here. But when they got back home, Mom, who was missing before, was now waiting inside.
A little bit later, the husband went to go use the restroom and opened up the door that was kind of cracked. And to his amazement, there was an adult bobcat sitting there staring at him.
Perched on the open toilet. Kim says that's when the cavalry was called in. She alone grabbed a net and ventured in, closing the door behind her.
She was just on the toilet and I just sort of slowly put that over. And then just scooched her off so she didn't go in the water. And then you just cinch them up like this so that, you know, they're in the net.
She says they then set out to release them in the wild, away from any bathroom doors or open toilets.
That was actually in all my years here, yeah, first. You get a lot of firsts here, and sometimes you just have to sort of think of different ways you're going to do things. But you don't get too many wild animals that are in houses. That was just a really odd scenario.
One Kim is prepared for. But the best part is, knowing the trapped mom and kitten are now back together again.
And I'm sure they connected after that. So, it was a really happy ending.
And you were worried about cockroaches in your
what?
House.
What? Could you imagine? I mean, and the fact that she knew exactly what to do. She's like, I just carefully put the net right over the bobcat. Really?
Professionals.
That's professional.
That's when you bring them in.
I think I'd close the door and run and call the police.
Pretty scary situation. That is super and potty trained. Also,
apparently. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Beautiful day behind us, as you can see downtown Raleigh. Elizabeth Gardner with a different view down in the Sandhills there.
Yeah. So here to say, hey, you know, it's probably okay right now to be outside, but this afternoon we're going to see a heat index in the upper 90s, and then starting tomorrow it's in the low triple digits, and then we get up to 105 or higher into the weekend. So it's that time of year where if you're going to be outside playing golf or doing anything, you definitely want to do it the first part of the day. You know, once you get to lunchtime, early afternoon, you want to be wrapping it up. But there are plenty of folks out there enjoying this beautiful sunshine, and our dew point has dropped just a little bit. So in the Triangle it's 90 with a dew point of 91, but down here in southern Pines, it feels like 95 degrees right now. So again, just have to watch the time, be careful. It's just, you know, maybe another month or so that we have to worry about the intense heat. We'll climb up to mid 90s for highs this afternoon. Again, here's a look at Southern Pines. I'm sorry, it feels like 91 right now. The temperature is 86. It's 86 in Fayetteville, but it feels like 95. It now feels like 99. 9 in Clinton. So we're seeing a lot more humidity in our southern towns or our southern counties than we are around the Triangle. It's 90, feeling like 90 in Durham, Raleigh, and Rocky Mount. It does feel like 93 in Goldsboro. It feels like 84 in Roxboro. So definitely feeling much better there. This is a time where a lot of folks like to head over to Dick's Park and see the sunflowers. They are blooming. They've just started. So you have a few weeks to get over there. And again, in the morning or late in the evening is the best time to go. Of course, we're looking at mid-90s through this afternoon. But even at 7 o'clock, we're still looking at 88 degrees. So it's very slow to cool off. Definitely the morning when our temperatures are in the 70s will feel best. Right now, our dew point is sitting at 61. That puts us at tolerable. So we've seen it drop nicely. It climbed all the way up to 70 earlier this morning. So we may be somewhere between steamy and tolerable through the afternoon, but we'll likely see that climbing a bit more later on today. So we could see a heat index this afternoon in the mid to upper 90s for tomorrow, as high as 102, and then Friday as high as 105. And as we talked about at the beginning of the newscast, as we get into Saturday and Sunday, it could be more like 107, 108. And 105 is that threshold that typically we'll see a heat advisory posted from the National Weather Service. I'm sorry. July so far, 9 days have been at 90 degrees or hotter, and we're at just July 12th. About halfway through the month, and we've already seen 9 days in the 90s. The average is 15 days in the 90s. I think I would take that. That doesn't sound too bad. But above normal temperatures are likely for much of this month, the 17th through the 21st. We still have the potential for above normal temperatures. Normal right now is 91. And so every day for the next 7 is either at normal on Saturday or above normal. Now, we do see the temperatures falling a little on Friday and Saturday because we have an increased chance for rain. Both Friday and Saturday, we have a 60% chance. So coming up in just a few minutes, we'll walk through the timeline for those weekend rain showers. All right, thanks, Elizabeth.
I think I'll take the over on that 15.
Exactly, yeah. All right, look at some of the stories coming up this afternoon on WREL. Keenan Stadium is about to get a makeover. Today on our News at 5, we'll show you how crews are preparing the field to host one of the biggest soccer matches the Triangle has seen in years.
Also up at UNC Chapel Hill, free tuition. This idea is creating some controversy, though. Today at 5:30, find out who says it's a bad idea. And still ahead this noon, if you're in the market for a used vehicle, now might be the time to buy. We'll take a look at the dip in prices from month to month.
Plus, the nation's high court struck down President Biden's loan forgiveness plan, but a new alternative could also offer borrowers a reprieve. Buying a pre-owned vehicle might be getting easier as prices start to decline. Reports reveal wholesale prices on used cars fell more than 4% from May to June. The shift was the largest drop in prices since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. The used vehicle value index shows a steady decline for 3 consecutive months. Automotive experts say the market is becoming more balanced with smaller changes and fewer big price increases. Bye Bye Baby stores are set to close after a last pitch to save the chain fell apart. Go Global Retail was in line to buy the Bed Bath & Beyond chain, but a deal could not be reached. The parent company believes that it can recover more from losses through the intellectual property and liquidation sales of all the stores. Bye Bye Baby's former supplier will purchase the trademark and digital assets.
Taking certain medications could put you at risk for heat exhaustion or dehydration. In our next half hour, the questions you need to ask your doctor. And hear your winning lottery numbers on your screen right now.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
The head of the FBI is answering to a lot of angry Republicans on Capitol Hill. Some accuse the agency of having two separate tiers of justice and targeting conservatives. Madeline Rivera reports lawmakers are demanding answers on everything from the Hunter Biden probe to the Trump-Russia collusion investigation.
FBI Director Christopher Wray in one of his toughest congressional hearings yet, facing some of his harshest critics in the Republican-led House Judiciary.
When the court says the FBI misled, that's a nice way of saying they lied.
Chairman Jim Jordan and several other House GOP members are accusing the Bureau of wielding its power against conservatives.
on a scale that's supposed to be equal.
Republicans are demanding answers on a slew of issues, including the FBI's investigations into local Catholic churches and parents at school board meetings and the agency's treatment of whistleblowers. The Justice Department's agreement with the president's son, Hunter Biden, to plead guilty to misdemeanor tax offenses is also a point of contention. Republicans slammed it as a sweetheart deal and one of the latest examples of a, quote, two-tiered justice system.
Are you protecting the Bidens?
Absolutely not.
Ray is defending the agency, citing its work to protect Americans from tackling violent crime to going after drug cartels.
The men and women of the FBI work tirelessly every day to protect the American people from what is really a staggering array of threats.
The panel's top Democrat is dismissing the hearing as nothing more than performance art.
It is an elaborate show designed with only two purposes in mind: to protect Donald Trump from the consequences of his actions and to return him to the White House in the next election.
That was Madeline Rivera reporting. Chairman Jordan is also taking aim at FBI funding and suggesting the agency's headquarters be moved to Alabama.
President Biden is launching a new income-driven federal student loan repayment plan. It's called SAVE, and it stands for Saving on a Valuable Education. Under the new plan, people could see monthly bills cut in half. There's also a forgiveness component after a decade of payments. Depending on how many people enroll, this plan could cost the government up to $361 billion over 10 years. While some parts of the SAVE program will be implemented this summer, others take effect next July. The U.S. Air Force says it is suspending bonuses for troops to avoid exhausting its funds. Alabama lawmakers moved to cut Air Force funding until the location of the new Space Command headquarters is publicly announced. The base has been slated for Alabama, but it's delayed by the Biden administration over the state's abortion laws. A suspension of funds may affect the branch's recruitment and retention.
For the first time in 70 years, the CDC is proposing new restrictions on how dogs are imported into the U.S. It comes after a surge of rabies cases overseas remain in more than 100 countries. Dogs from low-risk or rabies-free countries would need documentation proving the animal has been there the past 6 months. Canines from high-risk countries have to complete a rabies vaccination and possibly be quarantined. The CDC says the changes are critical to avoid a reemergence of rabies here in the U.S. The new recommendations are open for public comment online until September 8th. A Nash County man will spend 3 years in prison for attacking a police officer during the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Matthew Bedingfield is from Middlesex. Videos from the riot showed him hitting police officers with a flagpole. He pleaded guilty earlier this year. The FBI says he went to Washington, D.C. while out on bail for attempted murder. Police say back in 2019, he shot a 17-year-old in the head at a Walmart in Johnston County. No word on the status of that case.
The search is growing for the people who smashed a car right into the front doors of a CVS store in Raleigh early this morning. Deputies say those people got inside the store on Creedmoor Road in Raleigh. WRO's Laura Levine was there as this burglary investigation began.
Deputies and employees have cleaned up the mess that was left behind after that vehicle intentionally ran into the front doors here at the CVS behind me. You can still see tape up, but the doors were removed. Get a closer look at this video from the scene where you can really see the extensive damage as forensics were on the scene taking photos and collecting evidence. Glass was shattered everywhere. Tire marks are still visible on the sidewalk. The Wake County Sheriff's Office tells me it was around 3:30 when a vehicle intentionally drove into the building. After the vehicle crashed into the store, they tell me suspects got out and went inside. It's still unclear what they might have taken from the store. No one is in custody at this time. The Sheriff's Office says surrounding counties have been notified. So a big clue will be finding a vehicle with front-end damage. As this remains an active burglary investigation, they're still looking for the person responsible. Laura Levine, WREL News, Raleigh.
And we got an update just before this newscast that the purpose of smashing into the front doors of that CVS was to grab an ATM machine. They weren't able to get it. There were no injuries reported.
I-540 is back open after a law enforcement investigation that lasted into the early hours of the morning. Officers surrounded the area near Six Forks Road overnight. The WRL Breaking News Tracker spotted nearly a dozen law enforcement vehicles at the scene just after 1 a.m. Several lanes were closed as officers placed evidence markers in the area. That road did reopen before 3 this morning. We've made calls to figure out what prompted this investigation. We'll bring you any updates on air and online. And more than half of Americans consider TikTok as a threat to our national security. A survey shows that very few Americans view the social media site as harmless. Many people 65 and older see the social media platform as a major threat. Only 13% of young adults under 29 share that opinion. The study suggests age as a big factor in the results.
The next Mega Millions drawing will be worth more than half $1 billion. The jackpot has grown now to $560 million because no one won again. No one took home that big jackpot for the drawing last night. But you do want to check your ticket to see if you won a smaller prize. There are four tickets in North Carolina worth $10,000 each for matching four numbers and the Mega Ball. The winning numbers are on your screen, 10, 17, 33, 51, 64, and the Mega Ball was 5. The next drawing is Friday night. You also have another opportunity to become a multimillionaire tonight with the Powerball jackpot now standing at $725 million. It's the seventh largest prize in the game's history. You can watch that drawing live tonight right here on WRAL.
Coming up, there's a new medical assistant coming to some hospitals, and it's not human. We'll explain.
Also, a milestone for an incredible piece of equipment that helps us see way beyond Earth. We're celebrating the James Webb Telescope next. Artificial intelligence is expanding in the medical field. Several hospitals have the green light to test run Google's MedPalm 2. The AI chatbot acts as a form of medical assistant and is expected in more healthcare systems worldwide. The system has been programmed with questions and answers from previous medical exams. Google says MedPalm 2 could give medical advice in countries with limited access to doctors. The FDA is recalling more than 21,000 electrosurgical tools that are blamed for dozens of injuries. The Mega 2000 and Mega Soft reusable patient return electrodes are made by Johnson & Johnson. These are tools used to heat or cut tissue or stop bleeding. Dozens of people, though, have reported injuries, including third-degree burns. Investigators are trying to figure out how those injuries happened. So far, there are no deaths reported.
If you're taking certain medications, you may be more at risk for heat exhaustion or dehydration, and that's because they could be impacting your body's natural response to hot weather. Beta blockers can actually mute the increase of heart rate and blood flow that's needed when your body gets overly hot. Certain allergy medications can even impact the body's natural ability to sweat. One physician says it's crucial to talk to your doctor.
The body responds with the sweating and the increased heart rate and the increased blood flow to the skin. There are medications that people may be on because of their medical conditions, and this could blunt or stop the body's natural response. This makes the patients much more at risk for developing heat exhaustion or heat stroke.
Along with checking in with your physician, it's important to stay hydrated to avoid heat exhaustion. Additionally, seek shade or stay indoors during the hottest points of the day.
From fossils to life-size robot replicas, you could own some of these prehistoric creatures if the price is right.
Plus, sea ice is at a record low in Antarctica. We'll explain what that means. Titans of the Jurassic world could soon become a part of yours. Marianne Rafferty takes a closer look at the rare fossils about to hit the auction block. Plus, the world's largest dinosaur theme park and the recent discovery of a new dinosaur species.
They dominated the planet millions of years ago. Now experts at Sotheby's hope rare fossils from two prehistoric beasts will dominate the auction block later this month.
This is a Jurassic period specimen.
These are the fossilized remains of a plesiosaur, a water-dwelling reptile that lived about 190 million years ago. The skeleton was discovered in England, and if you think it looks familiar, you're not alone.
Many people believe that the silhouette of the Loch Ness Monster, so-called Loch Ness Monster, was inspired by this creature.
Meanwhile, this pteranodon could also be yours. Discovered in Kansas, this flying predator has a wingspan that stretches 19 feet. And unlike other fossils that were sold before, officials say both specimens are unique because they're so well preserved.
You can see the ribs are just absolutely gorgeous, the gastralia, the hips, the pelvis, everything looks fantastic.
Meanwhile, if fossils aren't your speed, thrill seekers are flocking to the jungles of Brazil to see massive animatronic dinosaurs. The world's largest dino theme park features 40 life-size dinosaurs like T-Rex, long necks, and more. This comes as archaeologists in Chile are highlighting the recent discovery of a new species of duck-billed dinosaurs. Scientists use small pieces of fossil to digitally reconstruct what these one-ton creatures would have looked like.
That was Marianne Rafferty reporting. Meanwhile, the big bones at Sotheby's are expected to fetch big bucks on July 26th. The specimen's estimated value between $600,000 and $6 million.
Sea ice levels in the Antarctic hit a record low for the month of June. According to the World Meteorological Organization, the levels were 17% below average this year. And while those numbers went down, global sea surface temperatures went up, reaching record highs for the periods of May and June this year. Experts say these are worrying trends caused by climate change. And check out this stunning new image NASA released to celebrate the James Webb Space Telescope's first anniversary. It is called the Rofiki. I think that's right. That's what it says, right? That's
something like
it's
that.
It's a crazy name.
Yeah.
It's a cloud complex, and it's 390 light years away, but still considered the nearest star-forming region to Earth. The complex contains 50 stars similar in mass to our sun. That means these future planetary systems may resemble what our own solar system looked like in the very beginning.
Wow.
In the last year, the pictures that we have seen are just incredible. The detail and just how far out into space the light years away they are.
I was going to say, some of the images you look at and think it's from like a sci-fi movie or something, but it's real. It's absolutely incredible. So very grateful for the James Webb Telescope.
Feels like we're on the sun around here.
A little bit.
Lately headed towards Elizabeth Gardner and the WRS Severe Weather Center. It'll certainly get that way later this week.
That, or it feels like we're going to see dinosaurs around the corner, you know, as tropical as it is out there. Pretty, though. We take a look at Goldsboro, Apex, Chapel Hill, and, of course, Fayetteville, seeing lots of sunshine. Just some big puffy cumulus clouds like we saw yesterday. We had a little shower this morning in our southern counties, but that dissipated long ago. I wouldn't expect to see much of that this afternoon. Maybe one or two of those could slide from the coast, maybe up into, say, southern Sampson County. But other than that, everything's looking pretty quiet for us. We do have some storms that will develop along this warm front, but this high pressure system is keeping us mainly dry for today and tomorrow. On Friday, we'll see that moving eastward, and we'll have the potential for a disturbance to drop down or bring us a better chance for rain. But we take a look at this afternoon, and you can see some showers and thunderstorms closer to the coast. Again, one or two of those may drift into maybe Sampson or Wayne counties this afternoon. We take a look at tomorrow afternoon and evening. There's 6 p.m. Not much happening again for tomorrow, 20% chance. But then on Friday, we have a bigger disturbance. Look at this. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you can see more widespread showers and thunderstorms across our area, and that's likely to continue into the evening. There's 8 o'clock, and then even more back to the west. So Friday and Saturday in particular look a bit wetter, going with a 20% chance for today and tomorrow, but it's a 60% chance on Friday and Saturday. Right now, we're not under a level one risk for severe storms on Friday, except for Northampton County, which is our most northeastern county in the viewing area. We'll keep watching that. We have a couple more days as we get closer to Friday. We'll let you know if that expands or contracts anymore. Let's take a look at the tropics. We have a steady flow of moisture anyway coming off the coast of Africa, but nothing here looking like it's going to develop anytime soon. However, we move farther north and to the east of Bermuda. We still have this system sitting here with a 40% chance of developing in the next couple of days or a 50% chance in the next 7 days. Still doesn't look like it will happen have really any effect on land. You can see where the computer model plots are here, kind of wandering around in the Atlantic. As it moves northward, it'll move into cooler water, and that's an area where those storms just can't survive. They need that warm ocean temperature for fuel to keep going. So hot for today and tomorrow, with the heat index in the upper 90s to right around 100. Then Friday and Saturday, we have that better chance for storms. And here's what's going to happen. We'll have more moisture that moves in. The temperatures may be a little bit cooler overall, but with that additional moisture, we'll have the potential to see a higher heat index. So it could be up around 105 Friday or Saturday into Sunday and into early next week. But right now, the wettest days look like Friday and Saturday. We'll see that chance for showers and thunderstorms dropping down to 40% for Sunday.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. A teen is taking a daring 8-day challenge to hike Mount Kilimanjaro. This heartwarming story of his efforts to find a cure for his sister coming up.
And winning Mega Millions numbers 10, 17, 33, 51, 64. The Mega Ball is 5, the Mega Player is 2. No one matched all those numbers last night again. So remember, the jackpot is now $560 million. And the next drawing is Friday night here on WRAL.
As we wrap things up, here's a look at a few of the headlines we're following today. State lawmakers today unveiled a new bill that could put schools, educators, and public libraries in legal jeopardy. It gives parents the power to get superintendents fired and to sue schools and libraries. It would also force teachers to out students who are questioning their gender.
Opening statements could begin this afternoon in the trial of a former Durham gymnastics coach accused of touching children inappropriately. Stephen Maness faces four counts each of indecent liberties with a minor and sexual battery. The former Bull City Gymnastics owner was offered a plea deal last year, but prosecutors took that off the table after a judge raised concerns that Maness would not have to register as a sex offender.
And fire investigators are searching for the cause of a fire that caused serious damage to a home in Durham. The fire started in the 1500 block of Anger around 8:15 this morning. Sky 5 flew over the scene as smoke filled the air. The roof was completely gutted. No one was injured.
A Washington, D.C. teen is headed to Tanzania, Africa to help his sister. Hudson Reynolds is taking on an 8-day challenge in freezing temperatures to hike nearly 20,000 feet up Mount Kilimanjaro. He's doing it to raise money for research to fight PKU. Hudson watched his sister battle this rare disease her entire life. It's been a big priority for his family to find a cure.
Right now we're at 193,000, just and only 7,000 away from our goal.
Hudson's grandparents are also getting in the act. His grandmother skied across parts of the North and South Poles documenting global warming. She donated her proceeds to PKU research. And Hudson's grandfather cycled across the U.S. and the funds he generated backed the research that uncovered the first PKU breakthrough.
Fort Liberty's 82nd Airborne Division is headed to the next round of America's Got Talent. All four judges gave them a yes last night. Staff Sergeant Marcus Gilbert said their performance was dedicated to their fellow soldier, Elijah Crawford, who died not long before that performance. Simon Cowell told them it was the perfect tribute to the friend that you lost.
Attention, sticking with our military theme right here, our pet of the day comes to us from Cat Angels NC. This is Sergeant Moody, standing at attention. He may have a stern name, but he's a softy at heart. He has a soft coat and sweet personality. The perfect home for this 3-year-old would be one where he has a human all to himself and has at least one tall cat tree to sit in to survey all he commands. This boy will not last long, so fill out an application today at catangelsnc.org.
He even looks, you know, pretty right? Dominant right there. Yeah. All right. The heat and humidity are here to stay in our state. Some areas have it worse, but those temperatures could still impact you. Ahead on our news at 4, how extreme temperatures could disrupt your summer travel plans.
Could be headed for those extreme temperatures this week as we progress. Mm-hmm. The feels like temperature gets up into that range, 105 range. So we could have some alerts, could be dangerous. Yeah. And cumulative effect over days could affect some people as well. NBC News Daily is up next on WRAL, your next local news update in 30 minutes.
And you can get breaking news updates anytime with our WRAL News app. Have a great day. Stay cool.
Keep watching WRAL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.